Welcome back to another episode of Just One Fern. Lucas and I here to do a lot of talking about a lot of nothing. And do you mind if I really quickly just say something that I've been waiting to get off my chest, I've been very excited about since last night? Fuck BC. Fuck Boston College. They suck.
You've been so mean to Cassie about this.
They suck a lot. I'm not going to apologize, but for a moment I felt bad on Thanksgiving.
Why?
Because I received a photo of Cassie with a pecan pie that she made.
You ripped Andor.
And I, of course, I get a photo of Cassie and I go, oh, it's time to be an asshole.
Time to make fun of this person.
And basically what happened was she sent me something that was, I forgot what it was, but it was something that like was jabbing at me. It was a little jab.
Then
I gotta find out what it was, because specific, it's not going to be as funny as it would be. She sent me a photo of me. She sent me a bad photo of me.
Okay.
She sent me a bad photo of me, and I responded with a link to a Pillsbury website that says how to make a pecan pie.
She told me that. I burst out laughing. I'm like, I'm sorry, that's Cassie. So that's funny.
That's hilarious.
That's so good.
But yeah, I for a moment, I felt bad because it was very clear that she worked very hard on this pecan pie.
It looked really good. It was a gorgeous pie.
It looked delicious. But then she sent me a bad photo of me out of context, out of nowhere. That's an act of war.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you strike first, I'm going to strike back. I was Miyagi-Do, she was Cobra Kai. She striked first. Okay?
To be fair,
when Cobra Kai is on the loose, you got to rein him in. You got to beat him up.
Do you watch the show?
I haven't seen the newest season, but
you're keeping up.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Well, okay.
It's a horrible show.
My parents love it.
It's a horrible show. Well, because it's so bad. It's so bad that it's good.
I think it got nominated for something.
Did it? I hope not.
God, I hope
I'm
wrong.
Really hope not. I really hope I'm wrong. It's not that good. And like Ralph Macchio is just not a good actor.
He was an okay child actor.
He was an okay child actor.
But he regressed.
Yeah, he got really bad. He took a long break, and it's clear and it shows.
I had to tell Cassie. She was like, Aaron's being mean to me this week. And I'm like, and you're never mean to him. You are mean to him a lot.
It's a battle of wits.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two really, really smart people.
Mm-hmm. One of them beautiful.
Stop it. You're so kind. But I think she could work on she could work on her pie making. That's why I sent her the link.
I would like to. Pecan pie is my favorite.
It's not my fault.
Do you have a favorite pie?
Yeah, I do. Pumpkin.
I like pumpkin. It's just, it feels like forced. Pumpkin stuff feels forced.
What do you mean? That's the craziest take I've ever heard you say. You're talking like everything pumpkin, like pumpkin coffee and oh my God.
It's just cinnamon.
Can I make you a pumpkin cocktail sometime?
Sure.
If you don't like it though, here's the catch. If you don't like it, I get to splash it in your face.
Then no.
Oh.
No.
That sucks. Come on.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. There he is. I broke him down.
I'll drink it, but I get to drink it in your room. Got him.
You're not in a place to be making demands.
Am I not?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to say, I think pumpkin stuff is forced.
It's no, like, I love pumpkin
there
stuff.
There are pumpkins, so let's, and they look cool.
You haven't
so let's
had
eat
a good
them.
Pumpkin pie. You haven't had a good pumpkin pie.
I've had like decent pumpkin pies.
You haven't had my mother's pumpkin pie. It's very good.
Listen,
shout out, Mom.
Listen, Mom, I'm sure you make a great pumpkin pie. I just think pumpkin pies in general are.
Yeah, of course, you haven't had a good one, clearly.
Of course.
Did you say pecan's your favorite?
Pecan pie is my favorite.
Can I say something?
Wait, after.
Can I say.
After key lime, but go ahead.
Key lime? Well, no wonder you don't like pumpkin. You have a fucked up palate.
Key lime is delicious.
No, it's not.
It's citron, citronella.
Every key lime pie that I've ever had has been so limey.
Yeah. You want as much lime in there as possible.
No.
Yeah, it's delicious. My mouth is watering.
I don't like sour.
I love sour. I want a little.
Sour Patch Kids, get them out of here.
Fuck off.
I hate Sour Patch Kids.
Sour gummy worms.
No, thank
you. Warheads.
No, thank you.
Those are all my mouth is watering thinking about this
no,
stuff.
Thank you.
They're my favorite.
They're bad.
You can send, if you have any sour candy, you can send them to me at this address.
I'll put in the address for the White House. I think, this is making sense. It's not making me mad because, you know, everyone has their own tastes and that's fine. But you, like, I'm a chocolate candy guy.
I like chocolate.
I'm not a sweet, sour, like fruity candy guy. I prefer chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate's good.
So I like that, like, it's almost like a savory sweetness.
Salty?
No, I mean, like, if savory was, if you were to differentiate sweet things, yours is like sour, punches you in the face, where the chocolate kind of lasts longer. It's like, you know,
yeah. It is, I guess it is a little
savory. It's more of a comfort.
It's creamy. It's got like this.
Right.
But sour's got this.
Oh. Yeah, why would you want that? Why do you want that? It's terrible. Why would you want that?
To me, I get out of sour what I think most people get out of spice. I think there's an argument there. I think
you know what? Actually, that makes sense.
Sour candy is like the spicy pepper for kids. It's a proof of
you know
will
what?
And
I
testament.
Hate that argument, but it's working.
It's pretty good, right?
It's working. That would hold up in a court of law, I think.
I think it would, and I can do that. I can do that. I was the big sour guy. Now that I'm an adult, I've grown soft. I can't do spice.
That's true. You can't do spice
because sour.
Well,
here's
I know
the thing.
I do
sour
love spice though, but it fucks you up.
It fucks you up. See, sour doesn't do that.
But it fucks you up. I don't like.
Have hurt my tongue from sour though. Have you ever gotten that? You get like a blister on your tongue from too much sour.
A canker sore. Yeah.
The worst of the dinosaurs. They're still around.
They're the worst. They happen to be in your mouth. It's terrible. But yeah, I don't like. It makes sense that you are not a big pumpkin pie fan if you enjoy sour things.
Yeah, I guess.
But
that goes together.
I was going to say something earlier. I put up my finger and that didn't happen. But I have never had pecan pie.
Really?
Never had it.
To me,
but I love pecans.
Oh my god, Aaron! If you love pecans,
yeah. I love all
this. This could be your favorite pie, and you've never had it. That's how it was for me. I think it might outweigh key lime for me. They're like neck and neck.
My problem is so here's my issue. I do want to try it. I would love to try it. But right now, I only know one person that can make it.
Cassie. Oh, and you burned that bridge.
I burned it, so I can't. I don't think I'll ever have
that's
it.
That's one of the demandments. Burn bridges.
Yes, burn. And one of the demandments is thou shalt despise Cassie.
Yeah.
So I cannot.
That's both. That is both.
I cannot. I can't be a hypocrite.
It's two for one.
I can't be a hypocrite.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. I think that's all.
You know what? I'm not going to apologize, actually. I take that sorry back.
Did you?
Pumpkin pie's my favorite. Yeah.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
I did. I had a great Thanksgiving.
With the fam?
Yes. My favorite food is stuffing. I think I've told you this before. The stuffing is my favorite. My mom puts Italian sausage in the stuffing.
Mm,
is,
that sounds really
so
good.
Goddamn good.
That sounds
but
delicious.
That's my favorite part
You've
of the
outdone
meal.
You've outdone your
selfie. What is that? Demandment 6? Is that number 6 or 7?
Don't talk to my mom.
I think it's 6. Yeah, so mine was really great. I base my how good my Thanksgiving is on how the food is, and it's always good. So,
yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, how about
you? That's awesome. Mine was pretty good. I went to my aunt's house, who listens to the podcast. How you doing?
Really?
We call her Aunt Boo Boo.
Aunt Boo Boo. Hey Boo.
Aunt Boo Boo.
What's up?
Aunt Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
This is from childhood. My cousin Ricky came up with
this name. Boo Boo from Yogi Bear.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't know. I think
Hey Boo Boo.
Hey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. It's like that.
Is that how you say it?
No,
it's
Boo Boo. Aunt Boo Boo.
Boo Boo. Boo.
And I asked if I could say her real name on the podcast. She never got back to me.
Oh, sorry. All right. Well, you're Boo Boo now.
I love you, Aunt Boo Boo.
I don't want to know it.
No, you don't need to. Her and my uncle hosted us.
Nice.
And we had a good time. They got a Murphy bed installed recently.
Wow.
Those ones we pulled
out
like of the
a, wall. Yeah, those are cool.
They're really cool.
Honestly, that would be great for my room.
Aaron, you'd save so much space.
I'd save so much space.
I feel like that's the New York thing, right? Like you have a bed that comes out of the wall.
I'd save so much space.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I should look into that.
So that's really cool. That's an idea. Mm-hmm. My uncle asked me to say grace this year.
Jesus Christ.
Now they take grace. They're not ultra serious, but they didn't like what I did. They weren't happy about it.
What did you do?
It's a God family. We're a Catholic family.
I'm not ready for what. Is this going to be like fucking National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation when they're like, do you want to say grace? And she does the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Oh, no.
Well, so what I did, last year I had a whole thing planned just in case. And I'll read that after I'm done here. And I forgot that I had written it out.
Yeah.
So this year I was like, oh, I'll just go off the dome, you know, improvise it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good.
But I told, keeps your chops my up. Problem is I told my dad I was going to do that if I got asked to do grace this year. So my uncle goes, Lucas, you want to say grace this year? My dad just starts laughing. He goes, and then my uncle goes, oh no. I went, thank you, uncle. I'd like to start out by giving thanks to Frank Sinatra this year. I would like to give thanks to his Guinea charm and olive oil voice. He was upset. He was like, I'm sorry I even asked.
So he cut you off.
And then I was like, all right, would you like to finish? And he's like, yes. Yes. So he gave a proper grace. I didn't get to finish. But I didn't get to read what I had written out.
Please
for the last year.
Please read it right now.
I think it's really good. And there's some names in here that, you know, I'll leave out. Mm-hmm. But they won't make a ton of sense.
That's fine.
This is what I was going to read, and I forgot to read.
Okay.
And this was for the first Thanksgiving after COVID happened. Thank you all for selecting me as your family representative in our bi-yearly chat with Yahweh, the big guy. For this year finds us naked, clung to what we hold dear, with ease, nay, one of us have forgotten our health in the many moons past. For we are thankful, yes, and nay, one of us disremember the comforts our vanguards protect. Yet one thing stands out that we surely lay our love's gratitude to this year, and it's right here, at this very table. The turkey, you say? Nay, the stuffing? Nay, the ham? Well, for this young poet, mayhap. Nay, 'tis the microchips in our arms that fight mercilessly to allow us to speak at this thick air and bare back. 'Tis Richard II and his Amelia, my cousin. 'Tis thee, our wonderful hosts, and 'tis I and the rest of us to enjoy the company of one another and to see the shining faces of our kin. 'Tis not the time spent, but the company you keep. And I am thankful for quite the company.
That's awesome. Dude, that was incredible. That's Oscar worthy. One, you practiced. You had that ready to go. Also, you sounded like you were writing a fucking novel in Bridgerton or something like that. That's what you sounded like. That was awesome.
Thank you. I was really proud of that. Well, I'm really upset I never got to read it.
When you were like, but for this young poet, I was like, that's fucking, that's
the
perfect.
Ham for this young poet, mayhaps.
That's so good. That's awesome. Thank you. But I'm upset he cut you off.
He did cut me off. However, he made it up later. He has salamanders in his basement, yellow spotted salamanders. I sent these to Aaron.
No. Do they watch?
Yeah.
Get rid of them. Those things are terrifying.
I think they're cool. I think they're really
awesome.
They look like
when the little baby Demogorgon in season 2 of Stranger Things, before it becomes a Demodog, that's what it looks like. It looks like a blob of gross goo.
Don't you think that? But that was
you
cute.
Know how I feel about goo.
You don't.
I'm not a goo guy. Don't make me. I'm a goo goo cluster guy, but I'm not a goo guy.
You're not a goo goo guy. You
mm-hmm.
You are a man who likes the music of the Go-Go's.
I do, and I don't like goo goo, but I like Gaga.
Gaga's great.
I love Gaga.
But what does she know about?
About salamanders? Nothing. Yeah. About love? Everything.
Yes.
She's had to deal with the paparazzi.
She's had to deal with playing poker.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things she's been through. And one of them, and you know, she has a million reasons why, but it doesn't matter. I don't like goo goo.
Well, Yuri was born that way.
So that's true.
But yeah, so we had a nice Thanksgiving. Thank you, Aunt Boo Boo and
Boo Boo and Goo Goo
and aunt and Uncle Goo Goo.
Yes. Yes. We did it. Okay. So yeah, that's, I'm glad that you had that moment, Lucas.
Thank you.
It means a lot to me. There's one thing that, you know, now Thanksgiving's over, so Christmas is right around the corner. Something that I've talked to my family about this. I'm not asking for anything physical. I'm mainly asking for money. I'm just like, if you're going to get me something, just don't. Just give me the money that you would spend on that.
Oh, yeah. So you're at the we're at money age now. My dad asked me that.
I've been at money age, but they like when I have things to open, and I'm like,
how about stacks of money?
Because I gotta get. There's stuff I need to buy, and I would love a little bit of help with that. But
it's not the too big of things to just ask for outright.
Right. That's the right. Issue. But this leads me to my point. I am out. I want money. But I am out on gift cards. Give me money.
Gift cards are not money.
Gift cards are not money. Okay.
Clip that. They're not. They're not money.
Gift cards are not money. They are just, because especially the Visa cards. The Visa gift cards, those things, oh, those suck. You can't use them online. Now you can't use them in restaurants because the whole tipping thing is fucking weird.
What happened?
It's been a whole thing, Lucas. When I was working at the brewery, there were people come in with those that wouldn't work, and it was a whole fucking thing. Don't give them to me.
Who's giving
the only
you?
Thing.
This is extended family thing, right?
It's extended.
Yeah.
And listen, the sentiment is there.
Yeah.
I appreciate the sentiment, but I have been slammed with gift cards my whole life.
Yeah. And they pile up and you never use them.
No.
Like, I don't need $50 for Applebee's. Okay. All right. You got me there.
No, I don't. Most of places, just don't. Because guess what? If you just give me money, I'll just use the money elsewhere.
Right.
Maybe I'll buy some groceries and make myself a meal.
I think that's the issue. I think a lot of older people don't trust young people to spend the money wisely.
That's fair.
And what's crazy, what's insane to me is this man right here, if you're watching and you're thinking about giving this man a gift card because you're worried he'll spend the money poorly, you're mistaken. He will spend it in the least fun way you can imagine. He's going to spend this on cleaning supplies. Mm-hmm. He's going to spend this on groceries. And he's going to spend it on loans. Mm. For Christmas, this man's going to do this.
No, I'm actually going to buy a laptop.
That he needs.
That I need. I'm buying things that I need. This, in order to do this podcast.
Yeah, what we're using right now is not working. This could shut off at any second.
It's a struggle. We're on the struggle bus. We've been on the struggle bus for years.
Give him money. If you're worried he won't use it, right? He will.
Money, please.
I want presents, though, please.
Money, please. Yeah, I'll get you a gift.
Really?
Yeah, I told you. I'm getting you a new Strat.
Don't get me.
I'm going to get you a new Strat.
If you can get a Stratocaster for under $50.
All this money that I'm
going
to be getting for Christmas, I'll just give it right. Just kidding. I'm not going to do that. Under 50.
You can't.
No, I could.
I've looked.
Oh, buddy. You haven't looked hard enough. You thought about Robin?
Like robbing? Or like Robin the person?
Both.
No. That's a good idea.
Robin Hood. Steal from the rich. What do the rich have? Stratocasters.
Oh, I thought you were going to say give to the poor. I was pointing at
myself. Oh, well, that was next. Oh,
okay.
They have Stratocasters. Okay. You steal from them. Give the steal them. Give them to the poor.
Give them to the poor. Yeah. I'll get you a gift.
Well, what's that?
I'll give you that Stratocaster you gave me.
Why? You don't want it?
Well, it's a gift.
Well, I used gloves to get it, so you.
No, my fingerprints are on. Yeah. That's not good.
That's a problem.
All right, we'll get you something else.
But it's free.
Would you like
It's free.
All right, fine.
If you get me if you try to give me that self-help book again, I'm going to be pissed.
The one about getting pissed when people try to help you?
Yes.
I think you should just read it.
I'm not mad anymore.
You read the book?
But I will be.
You didn't read the book. Oh, God.
Oh, no. But yeah. Gift cards aren't money.
Yeah, gift cards suck. Gift cards suck.
They just do.
I do
there
like,
was a time.
There was, yeah. I was like 12.
Yep. It was when I would go to, all I asked for was like Subway gift cards.
You did not.
I did. It was because like when I was at rehearsal, so my town, you know how yours had the Dairy Queen? Ours had a Subway. And so we would go to Subway during like between rehearsals, like if we had a break when we did the play or the musicals, we would go to Subway and get dinner.
Right. That's money you would have spent anyway.
Right. Exactly. So.
Yeah, that's me at Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
I had everything on that menu. I told you that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Which is crazy.
Everything.
Which is so funny because like my family would make it a point on every vacation to find a Dairy Queen and go to it because we didn't, there are none in Syracuse. There's one in North Syracuse, but it's too far away and they never want to go to it. So, and that didn't get built until, I don't know, 7 years ago. So like my whole childhood, when we would go on vacation, we made it a point to go to Dairy Queen.
They're not that good.
I love their blizzards. But that's the thing is we were trained by my mother to think that they're really
It's because you never got them.
Right, exactly. Right.
No,
it was a treat.
Smart. Yeah.
That's what a treat, you know.
Every good treat is also
like
a trick.
That's what I feel like McDonald's has been ruined in that way for me, where it's not a treat anymore.
Yeah,
when I was a kid, it was a treat. Like when we went to McDonald's, we got fucking pumped. Yeah. Now it's just like, oh, I'm poor. I need to eat something. I'll get a burger from McDonald's.
Mm, the dollar burger.
Yeah. The joy that I would get from going to McDonald's as a child.
It's gone.
It's unmatched. I don't think you can get that joy anywhere else.
I can't. No. I have a very distinct memory of being at like my grandmother's house.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt came and she's like, they're like, oh, what are we going to feed the kids? And somebody mentioned McDonald's and all of our jaws drop. We're drooling.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, no, no. And when the moment she said yes, pure ecstasy
just
coursed through my body.
Yeah.
It's
the greatest. It was the greatest.
Got chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Oh, nice, dude.
Those were good.
Yeah.
Those were good.
Question for you, Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be eaten alive or burned alive?
Oh, what's eating me?
I don't know. Rats?
Rats?
Rats, maybe crabs.
Crabs?
You like crabs better?
I would have crabs eating.
Yeah. Okay.
Over rats?
I think rats. I think we got to go rats.
No, I got the big teeth. I think you might just stay alive if crabs try to eat you. I feel like it'd be like sweet little crab kisses.
No.
They're like licking you.
You ever been bit, like, have you ever been like clamped by a crab?
Yeah, I don't eat with those. They might try to hold you down, but I'm
but
a big guy.
They're holding you while they're eating.
I feel like it'd feel
rats.
Good.
You're getting eaten by rats or burned alive. And I'm telling you right now, either way, I'm going burned alive.
I think I'm going either way from what?
Rats, crabs,
no matter what,
humans.
Yeah, I'm probably going burned
alive.
I'm
going burned.
I don't want to get burned alive.
No, no, but I don't want to get eaten
alive. Well, here's the thing. It's like getting eaten alive, I think you stay alive a lot longer.
A lot longer. Maybe you'll pass out from the fumes of the smoke.
Right, I think the smoke would get you.
That's possible.
I've heard that your eyeballs melt before you die.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Which is pretty, that's rough.
That would probably hurt.
That's what happened.
How'd you hear that?
I did it to someone.
Mm. Yeah. No, that's, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was a rough time.
They forgot too.
Yeah. Well, they died.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, I'm going to fire.
Dude, I think it would hurt so fucking bad. Like,
Lucas, it would.
I'm just thinking about it. I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Obviously, it would hurt.
I know. I'm just saying, like, I think the pain, like, the amount of pain would be more with getting burned alive.
I guess that's fair.
I think at least peak pain, it would just last not as long. It wouldn't last as long.
Right. Well, I think either way, you're in peak pain.
Yeah. Well, how many rats do you think are eating?
It's probably
like 1,000.
Not 1,000.
100.
I don't know. I don't know. Two rats.
Oh, that would take forever. Horrible. You tied down.
But another reason I'm picking flames burned alive is because there's a slight possibility I'm a Targaryen.
That's how you find out.
You could walk out of the flames. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I do?
That's a risk I would be willing to take.
Over what? What are you going to learn if you're the Rat King? Remember Charlie?
All of a sudden,
yeah.
Yeah.
The Rat King. Yeah, I think I'm a Targaryen. So
yeah, if you're a Targaryen, you'd make it out of that. Also, like, I like the idea of, like, there's a brief second where you look really cool. Where right. You're on fire. Like,
yeah. Because you try to remain stoic. Mm. You're like, it doesn't hurt. And then all of a sudden you start screaming bloody murder.
I think it hurts worse if you scream.
No, it probably hurts worse if you sing an aria.
My fool. Dive
jetabile. That was beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Could you record that for me?
We have it now. That's what I sang to get into colleges.
Really?
I sang
it. And then you went to the one you didn't need to audition to get into.
Exactly.
Wow.
I got into Nazareth College.
Wow.
It's a private school.
Proud of you.
Cost money.
Money. So I'm going burned.
I like that.
Do you have a pitch for us?
I do have a pitch.
Back with Lucas Pitch. It's been a long time since we've had a Lucas Pitch.
It has been.
I'm ready. I'm excited with my newly found Christmas money to invest. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Name an actor, any actor.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Name an actor who's a woman.
I don't know any.
Leonardo DiCaprio, and who played McGonagall in the Harry Potter?
Oh, movies. I don't know her name. I forgot her name.
That woman. No, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Lady Gaga.
Julie Andrews.
That's a good one.
This movie is called I'm making this up on the spot. This movie is called Six Times a Robber.
Six Times a Robber. Okay, like six times, like multiplication, or six times the amount that it happens.
Times the amount that it happens.
Okay.
And the poster. Imagine the poster.
Mm-hmm.
It's the casing of a revolver, right? So it's like open.
Oh.
Yeah, and each of the
actor's bullet holes
is not the. Sure, it's an actor's face in a wad of like hundreds.
Ooh,
yeah,
I like
cool.
this. Six I times like a it. Robber. Great marketing campaign.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so what's it? What is it about?
Okay.
So Leonardo DiCaprio.
It's Leonardo DiCaprio. He.
Julie Andrews.
And Julie Andrews, right. They're married. They're a couple.
How old is Julie Andrews?
The age she is right
very
now.
Very old.
She's very old. They're trying for a kid. They have two. This is their third kid.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay.
She's too old to
very
work.
The opposite of Leo's type.
Yes, the opposite.
The opposite. He might he might not do the movie if he has to make out with an old woman.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't. But that's the thing.
But not with the budget that we have.
Leo is mocapped. Leo's not actually in the movie. We're just using his what he looks like.
Oh, nice. Okay, we're CGI-ing his face onto another actor.
Yes. Perfect. Yes. Andy Serkis, the guy who did Gollum.
Perfect. He's good at that.
Thank you.
He's good at that.
Yeah. So and it's
he'd get with Julie Andrews.
Oh my God.
He's chomping at the bit. He wants Julie Andrews. So he's panting. He is panting and sweating.
He's her
and
dog.
Ready. Yeah.
She is the dominatrix to Andy Serkis.
Yeah. Yep. He'd wear a collar.
Not my Andy, not my Serkis.
Exactly.
That's what people would say about their relationship.
That's true. That's throwback to like the first episode of Just One Fern.
Two Bennis.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, six times a burglar. That's what I'm going to call it.
Okay.
Six times a burglar.
Change the title. Not a big deal. All right.
What was I calling it before?
Three times a robber.
Three times a robber. We'll go three times. Ten times a robber. No, six is six. It was six.
Six. What about the revolver?
Yeah. Six is a revolver.
Okay.
Okay. Six times a robber.
Okay.
We're talking Leonardo DiCaprio, Julie Andrews. Name a child actor.
A child actor. Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things.
Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. And just some baby they found on the street. They picked him up and ran away with him.
Oh, we can find one here.
Yeah, easy. Okay, so that's our cast, right?
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio is framed with stealing a multi-million dollar painting.
Ooh.
Now what happens is instead of like them putting him in jail, like he owes this much money to the government.
Mm.
Or he can return the painting. What he finds out is that a...
he doesn't have the painting because he didn't. He was framed.
Right, no, he doesn't have it. Oh. No, but he knows the people who do have it.
Oh.
And it's an action movie.
Nice.
He has to rob the painting, but he also has to kill the people who took the painting.
Oh.
And it's one of those action movies where they shoot a lot of bullets.
Okay.
Here's,
I've seen those. Those are good.
They're really good. Here's the catch. This is a world. This is like, it's like a futuristic world, right?
Oh, okay. So this is, okay.
It's like 2090.
This is not modern.
No, 2090. Okay. Sci-fi.
Okay.
Bullets now cost $10 a bullet.
Wow.
And his family is dirt poor.
Mm.
And
of course.
Every time, but the bullets are like they come into the gun automatically. Every time you shoot a bullet, it costs your family $10. And this is an action movie.
Oh, so when the bullets just respawn in the gun.
In the gun, yeah.
But constantly. Every time you shoot it, it racks up like a tab.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
And after every scene of him like shooting stuff, yeah. By the way, he's not careful. Okay. He's not careful at all.
And he's not good at it.
And he's terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Every scene after he's shooting a lot of bullets, it cuts back to Julie Andrews and the kids.
Mm.
By the way, by this point, she's a little humped because they actually got her pregnant. And they're poor. They're crying. They're out of money. They're getting kicked out of their home. And
then
it cuts back as a normal action movie. Pew, 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 pew. And then it cuts back. They have less money. They're under a bridge somewhere. You see Julie Andrews. She's selling like heroin to people. She's got spoons inside of her jacket. She's like, you can buy spoons for your heroin usage. And then the movie keeps going.
But why is it six times?
Or maybe it costs $6 for each bullet.
Hmm.
$60, something like that.
Okay.
He has to steal. He tries to steal the painting six times.
Mm.
But over the course of the movie, he just forgets about his family. He finds the painting. He returns it. And then by the time he comes back to his family, they're all dead.
Oh my fucking God, Jesus Christ!
They starve to death, except for the kid.
Noah Schnapp.
Noah Schnapp dies.
Oh, the baby's
the
alive.
The baby's alive. And the baby has grown up.
Oh my God, he's been away that long.
Yes. The baby has grown up. And he comes back to steal something from the baby because now he's a robber, right? He's used to robbing.
Oh, he becomes the robber. Okay.
He becomes a robber. And he tries to steal from the kid, yeah. Not knowing it's his kid. And that's his seventh time being a robber. And the kid walks up with the revolver and he goes, that's one too many times there, bub. and he kills him. Leonardo's dead. The whole family to ruins.
That's a great Goosebumps.
Yeah.
Great Goosebumps line there.
The seventh time.
That's one.
one too many times there, bub.
The bub is so good.
That's my pitch. Would you invest in this?
I would invest 100% of my money.
This is the next
action
movie.
I'd go broke over this. That's good.
Six times a robber.
Who plays the old son? The older
Jonah
son?
Jonah Hill.
All right.
Jonah Hill and Michael Cera. We didn't have enough money to do both of them. So every scene, it's one or the other.
Okay, I like that.
And one of them, they're just reading from the script. Because
I love that.
We had to use like one of the audition tapes.
That's so good. This is a beautiful, beautiful story that I think needs to be told.
Thank you.
So, well done. Here's all of my money.
First time a robber. Puts it in his pocket.
All right, build a boy band?
Yes.
All right, so we're doing build a boy band of artists we hope never release Christmas albums.
Would you like to go first?
I would love to go first because you went first last time.
I did.
It's just how it works. Don't get... Stop. All right, number one for me, I'm taking Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
I hope he never, ever makes a Christmas album.
That's a great pick.
If he makes a Christmas album, first of all, it'll just be mumbling gibberish. That was it.
That's what it sounded like.
It would be terrible, and I don't want it to happen. So that's my first pick.
That's a great pick. Yeah. That's a great pick. I'm going to come right back at you. I'm going to say Ice Cube.
Ooh, great one. That
Ice Cube. That I think that would complete his downfall from badass rapper to like a nice, fun character.
Fun dude.
And like the celebrity. Like,
yeah.
He was in NWA and then he's in Are We There Yet? And now he's making Christmas music. I don't know. I think so it'd be the perfect arc.
It would be a great arc. The downfall of Ice Cube.
And it's perfect because like he's a Christmas artist now and he's like Ice Cube, it's wintertime.
Yes. Oh, that honestly, that is brilliant. He probably should make that. Next one. I don't know if he might have done one already, but Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo.
That was great.
Sitting in front of the fire. Just every song is just well, because you won't know if it's a pop song, a normal pop song, or if it's a Christmas song because it starts with Jason Derulo. So that's one. That's one I don't think should.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty bad.
He's just Jason Derulo.
Yeah, he is just Jason Derulo.
He should just stick to doing him. You know.
Okay, here's my next one.
Hit me,
Timothy Chalamet. He doesn't make music. Don't make music. Don't. It pissed me off if you started making music. And he started with the Christmas song. How awful would that be?
That'd be terrible.
Get out of my life.
My number three is Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
I feel like she's at the top right now.
Oh, yeah.
And if she puts out a Christmas album, she's going to drop.
That'd be it. I think she could get away with making one song.
Yes. Oh, I agree.
One song.
But a whole album.
Ugh.
Because
it's too,
she's too far into her fandom being famous that like if she put out one, it'd be bad.
I think they would love it. I think her fans would love it.
Yeah.
But that'd be it. That'd be it for her.
Yeah.
She's done.
She wouldn't be that good.
Anyway. I'd check it out though. I would try it. See, that's the thing. With a lot of these, I'm thinking like of
I would listen to it and I'd be mad.
Artists. I'm like, I would want that. It's like Harry Styles. I want a Harry Styles Christmas album.
I would love
album.
A Harry Styles Christmas album.
Anyway, my next one. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with Radiohead.
Ooh.
That would be quite the left turn.
I'd love it if it didn't happen.
I don't want it. I don't want it. It's a good clip.
It's a great clip. That'd be just.
It'd be sacrilege.
It would be sacrilegious. Christmas needs to be a little bit religious, you know.
A little bit, tiny bit, a little.
Yeah. You know who, my fourth pick.
Yep.
Macklemore. Don't put out Christmas music, Macklemore. Please, God, don't do it. I'll be very happy if you never do.
Unless you're back with Ryan Lewis.
Right, right.
Even then,
I'd prefer not.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
There's a part in one of his songs that I hate and love at the same time. It's in Thrift Shop. He's like, mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. He's like,
that's the whole song.
He's like, my mom is bad. What are you doing? Something like that.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I'm at the Goodwill. You can find me in that. That part?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I remember that part.
I hate and love it.
Yeah. I loved the heist in high school. Obviously, I went to the whitest fucking high school on planet Earth. So, of course, I loved the heist.
Is that an album?
That's his album, first album with Ryan Lewis.
Yeah.
Which had Thrift Shop, White Walls.
Yeah.
All those.
How do you know? My teacher introduced me to that. We did that as a poetry unit.
Really?
It was kind of sick.
Had Can't Hold Us. I know all the words to that song. So Macklemore, please.
Macklemore. That's a great one.
Don't do it.
My next one is going to be, and I do want this. I say I don't want this. I do want this.
Then why are we even doing this?
Kanye West.
That's smart. He should.
But here's the issue. Here's why he shouldn't. He'd make it about the Jewish people somehow.
Yes.
Because it's Christmas and it's not Hanukkah.
Yeah.
He'd make a very clear distinction.
It'd be bad. It'd be really bad.
Yeah.
It would only get him canceled more.
Yeah. He'd be like, it'd be titled Christian for the Christians.
Yeah.
The Christmas for the Christians. That's what he'd call it. Oh,
Jesus Christ. That'd be bad.
Please don't make that.
Please don't make
that. We're asking you not to.
My last pick, my ace in the hole. This is something that I know would be one of the most depressing albums, Christmas albums of all time. But it'd be a powerhouse. I will say that. Mumford and Sons.
That'd be, I could see them doing it, honestly. Like, I could see that coming out of
the tree. Just gang vocals. It's burning. Yeah, it would be good. It'd be good, but horrible at the same time. Like, you'd listen to it and be depressed.
You'd want it. That'd be it.
It would be
that's
called
like Christmas Alone, I think.
Yes, it'd be like
in
Christmas.
Ohio.
Christmas after a loved one has passed. Yeah. That's what it'd be titled. That's what it'd be titled.
Grandma couldn't make it to New Year's. she tried to hold out. She couldn't do it. I was on Reddit. So many people's grandparents had died for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Like, it was like, oh, what ruined your Thanksgiving? Every single one of them. Gam, grandma. Yeah.
Just so
dead,
sad.
Dead.
But yeah, that's what the Mumford & Sons album would be, for sure.
Yeah.
That's my last one.
That's a good one. My last one.
Mm-hmm.
I had Kendrick. I'm changing it to The Rock. Also, not a musical artist.
Does
really?
He have? I wouldn't be surprised if he has one.
He's got to have something.
I would not be surprised if he has one.
He definitely has something out.
Because he has a Christmas rap song.
You wouldn't be surprised if he has a Christmas song out.
No,
but like
somehow he probably has one.
That's the thing is, I think if he had a whole album, one of those songs would be like big.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
I'd have to listen to it.
He's the
and I don't want
paid,
to.
He's the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Is he really?
Yes.
He doesn't do anything.
Right. He's never taken an acting class.
I don't hate him, though.
No,
I don't hate him.
I love The Rock.
Yeah.
If you hate The Rock, I mean. Yeah. Well, Vin Diesel hates him.
Vin Diesel ought to hate him because The Rock replaced Vin Diesel as like the like macho, like bald guy
in
Hollywood.
It's so funny because the reason that they hate each other is because they were both in the Fast and Furious movies and they... Every fight that they got in, like it was somehow like in their contract that neither of them could lose a fight on screen. And there were multiple times where they had to fight each other and neither of them ever lost.
Wait,
the fight
how?
Would just end. Like the fight, like something would happen where like a train would go in between them and they couldn't keep fighting. Or like something would happen. And then eventually like they just hated each other where The Rock just was like, I'm not doing these movies with you anymore.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very funny. But yeah, he's the only person that I know that hates The Rock.
Huh. You know what? I get it.
Yeah, that's fair.
I get it.
Yeah. But that's our boy band. Let us know who you would never want to hear make a Christmas song. And that's all that we got for today. Thank you for listening. Subscribe. Follow us on TikTok. We just gained a lot of new followers. It's awesome. Please follow, like, share, comment. Please comment on everything.
Say anything.
Comment.
Say anything.
You suck. Say you're the best. Say, I want to see what Lucas's butt looks like without pants on. You can say whatever you want because we've all seen it in pants. We haven't seen it outside of pants.
Not all of us.
Just comment everything that you can possibly think
Try to phonetically spell.
Try to spell that. Do that, please. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next week.